Special police patrols and private security are doing precious little to clean up Queenstown, according to Downtown Association directors. We're trying our best, but it doesn't seem to be doing anything, says Frank Gocconi, a member of the association's board. What do we have to do to make it work? Gocconi asked at the board's October meeting. There has to be something. Some city has to have a good system. I can't believe every city has the same issues we do. I'm sure they do have the same issues, but what are they doing to prevent it? Gocconi asked. Gocconi was one of several Downtown Association directors expressing concern that downtown crime is getting worse, not better. Crime prevention and crime reduction are ultimately the goals here, said Kelly Walker from the Sleep Inn. Are we seeing the impact we were hoping for? No, we aren't, Walker told the Wednesday night board meeting. As a business operator on Bay Street, I'm attesting to that. I see the incidents increasing in our area, she said. In April 2020, just 1 month into the pandemic, KC Security Services was retained by the Downtown Association to perform mobile patrols on Queen Street. Daniel LaPrade, president of KC Security, advises that the service was stopped after 3 months in 2020 and started again on May 17 of this year. Salvatore Marchese, the business group's executive director, said KC reported 7 incidents during the past month, including cases of loitering, an emotionally distressed person, and mischief, people digging through dumpsters behind CTV. City staff are still working through the channels to get their programs implemented, Marchese said, with Tom Vare, the city's deputy chief administrative officer for community development and enterprise services, planning to take the issue back to city council for further direction. In the meantime, police will continue their dynamic patrols at least through the remainder of October, Marchese told his board. The Downtown Association renews KC Security's contract on a month-to-month basis, but the cost is greater than originally budgeted, he said. I'm not exactly sure what areas they're focusing on at the moment. It just seems to be more minor things that they're picking up on and less of the major, Walker pointed out. Gocconi wants to see more surveillance cameras, but Walker doesn't think that will help much. I have cameras in my business, Walker said. I've provided direct one-on-one photos of the individuals who have caused issues in my property, and there's been no arrests. We're talking at least 6 incidents within a short amount of time. Walker suggested it might be a good time to talk to KC Security about ideas they might have. Gocconi says the Downtown Association needs to look for a long-term resolution instead of just approving the paid patrols month by month. Do we want to keep doing this for years and years, or do we want to keep doing it until what happens? What are we waiting on to happen for us to stop the security? He said. Board Chair Christy Sestaro from Stork & Bundle talked about damage to vehicles in her block. I'm struggling to see if it's really helping, she said of the police and private security efforts. Director Paul Mason talked about last week's golf club assault in his Albert Street neighborhood. It's tough. Stuff's not getting better. It's good that we're doing something, but is it actually accomplishing anything? I feel it's necessary, but at what point do we stop? I don't see an end in sight right now, for the near future. The police have really stepped it up. That's great. We've had patrols the last 3 months. That's their job. It's not our job to police downtown. Ward 2 Councillor Lisa Vezo Allen, a member of the local police board, said the special police patrols will continue 7 days a week. Each patrol is 4 to 6 hours long, she said. They do all of downtown, plus the James Street corridor area. Tom Vare's presentation to City Council is expected to propose further development of the Downtown Ambassador pilot program that has been tested here over the past year with help from Canadian Mental Health Association. It seems as though we're all doing individual things, and we're not in tune with it together, said Paul Scornayenchi from Ergo Office Plus. Directors of the Downtown Association agreed to keep up the KC security patrols for another month. I think we have to continue with the security until we have another avenue to use, Gocconi said. It would look bad if we were to drop it, and not have a backup to continue. If we don't have anything else other than security, I would recommend we keep the security and maybe this ambassador program. The association also voted to establish a working group with city police and other city officials, as well as private security, to seek other solutions.